Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
The fearless, ferocious heroine played by Jennifer Lawrence has become a popular hero, which displeases government plotters like Philip Seymour Hoffman in The Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
Katniss Everdeen is a symbol. We don't have to destroy her, just her image. Show them that she is one of us now.
Hoffman is new to the franchise and a worthy addition, as are Jenna Malone and Sam Claflin, playing previous survivors of the Deadly Hunger Games, who, like Katniss, are forced to compete one more time.
People are looking at you, Katniss. You've given them an opportunity. They just have to be brave enough to take it.
You saved my life and gave me a chance.
Yes, to live.
No, to do something.
Because of her, they all think they're invincible.
That's Donald Sutherland, of course, who is invincibly creepy as the conniving President Snow. While the producers of this film and director Francis Lawrence have contrived to create a very effective sequel that is better paced, more gripping, and even more spectacular looking than the first Hunger Games film. There's still elements of the storyline that make no sense at all, and the relationship between Katniss and Peeta generates few sparks and offers no depth. But an outstanding supporting cast featuring Woody Harrelson, Elizabeth Banks, and many others will give devoted fans exactly what they want. It's rated PG-13 for lots of scary and intense violence. 2.5 stars for The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, and at the box office, the odds are always in its favor.